Parshas Bereishis should be, and for thousands of years was, the best news in town. The best news. Why was it the best news? Because the Parsha clearly tells us that Hashem created the world. There's a creator. Why is the news of a creator such good news? On the one hand, if there's a creator, he created it for a purpose and he expects something of us. We don't like expectations. We don't like pressure. We don't like to be told what to do. We like the ultimate, what we think is freedom. And therefore, it really shouldn't be such good news. It should be some burdensome news. But the reason that it's good news is really very simple. Because, as we've mentioned here many times, the definition of happiness is one feeling good about himself. Osher, the shorish of the word Aleph Shin Reish, is Ishur, validation. When a person feels good about himself, he's happy. That's it, everything is fine. It doesn't really matter too much what else is going on. He doesn't even need so many outside pleasures. He doesn't have to run after nothingness and never seem to find it, because he's happy about himself. He feels good about himself. How good can one feel about himself if he doesn't think he has a purpose? What am I here for? Nothing. Just to pass the time until it's over. I have no purpose? I can't be happy. I'm miserable. No purpose. What's the point of it all? Especially when it gets challenging and difficult. If there's no point to it all, there's no purpose, there's no meaning, so, you know, stop the world. I want to get off. Enough is enough. But when the world found out that there's a creator, and at Sinai, 3,300 plus years ago, Hashem publicly spoke to the Klal Yisrael and told them not only that he's the one who did all the miracles in Egypt so that they know that he's the creator, but he explained to them the purpose of creation. We have a purpose? There's a creator? Wow, now I could be happy. Now I have the potential of being happy. And this went on for thousands of years. And the world picked up this information. Everybody knew there was a creator. Because the Jews shared, whether voluntarily or involuntarily, their Bible, their wisdom, their Torah with the world. And everybody knew, Bereishis Bara Elokim. There's a creation that Hashem created the world. Wow. There's a creation. By definition, if there's a creative act, there's a purpose, because acts that are done purposefully have purpose. If Hashem created the world, if somebody did something, if it didn't always exist, if it didn't happen by accident, then there's a purpose. We were privileged to know the purpose. The nations of the world that may not have known the purpose, but they were at least privileged to know that there was a purpose and they searched for it. And this went on for a long time, thousands of years. And really, therefore, Parshas Bereishis is the best news in town. Because it lets us know that our life is not meaningless. It lets us know that we were created. And if, in fact, we were created for a purpose. And we have the additional benefit of having the Parshios that follow Bereishis throughout the Torah, which we just completed earlier this week, letting us know exactly what the purpose is. The nations of the world, unfortunately, they don't have the exact understanding of the purpose, because even if they translated the Torah, the Bible, into so many languages, but without the Torah Shebaal Peh, which they don't have, they really don't know what it means. They can't, they try, but they can't really fathom, because the Torah itself is just very, very vague notes that hint at all the meaning and the understanding and the explanation that we have in Torah Shebaal Peh. But at least they know there's a purpose. They have something to live for. They have something to look for. They have something to search for. They have something to hope for. Unfortunately, because of the fact that we were privy to the true purpose, Mi Sinai Yotzo Sino Olam. That's maybe, probably, most definitely one of the major causes of the anti-Semitism that exists in the world today. Because the Jews were the ones and the only ones who were privileged to know directly from the Creator, not through intermediaries that nobody really knows whether the Creator spoke to them or not, to what the true purpose was. But even though they have this jealousy, and even though there may be this hatred, but there is this sense of there is a purpose, there is hope. Of course, 100 and whenever it is already, 70 years ago, 50 years ago, around then, a guy came along and he sort of changed it for a lot of naive people. And he came up with this theory that we're all here by accident. I don't want to elaborate on the theory of evolution any more than that, because it's leave that to the scientists. But this theory that says we're a bunch of accidents. If I'm an accident, I have no purpose. If I have no purpose, I can't take this world. Stop the world, I want to get off. What's the point of it all? And that's really what's happening today. Those people that recognize, and by the way, more and more people are coming to realize, in fact, the theory of evolution is on the way out. And one of the big mistakes that people are making is as follows. They see scientific invention. They see the accomplishments that scientists make. And therefore they assume that science can know what happened who knows how many years ago. It's not true. The science of discovery, what's in front of us, has no relationship with the science of knowing what happened in a long bygone past that nobody knows anything about. That's theory, that's extrapolation, that's ideas, that's I would say, a little bit rebelliousness against a creator. But it's not based on scientific knowledge. It has nothing to do with the science of technology, with the science of medicine, with the science of any of the sciences that understand how we function and how we can better function, how we can be healthier, and how we can have better technology in the world. Because those are the things that you could analyze in a laboratory. Nobody can study in a laboratory what happened at the beginning of the world, how the world began. That can only be revealed to us by the one who did it and the one who was there all the time, the Creator himself. But be that as it may, people now more and more are beginning to realize that science is not the answer. The world is falling apart morally. The United States is falling apart morally. If you keep tabs on what's going on in Washington these days, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable the extent to which politicians, many politicians, a major party of politicians would have our world so altered that we wouldn't recognize it and would tear down every moral tenet, every moral pillar, every moral value that we have had for thousands of years and just negotiate them away and even compromise our ability to believe in what we believe in. If you don't believe in what I believe in, you're a bigot. The world is going insane. And it all has to do with the fact that if we're here by accident, so, okay, whatever we do, I say this, you say that, we got the majority, we win the election, we don't win the election. If we don't win the election, we're going to steal the election, we're going to ruin the election, we'll do anything we want. We're living in a crazy world. But we know that there's a Creator. And therefore we know there's a Creator, there's a purpose. So number one, we could feel good about ourselves because I have a purpose. Number two, we're so privileged because we have access. We study that purpose so we can actually know what we're here for. And number three, we have a value system that's immutable, that can't be changed, that man can't decide one day that all of the values, the God-given values, which allow for society to survive for so many millennia, for so many thousands of years, all of a sudden, let's get rid of all of them. That's what they're trying to do. So we're very, very fortunate when we read Parshas Bereishis. It's very encouraging, it's very inspiring, it's very uplifting because it lets us know there's a Creator, It lets us know that we have a purpose, and maybe it even inspires us to do what we could do to help fulfill that purpose. And there is what we could do. When we live a life, an exemplary life, a life of morality, a life of sensitivity, a life of kindness, a life of truth, a life of goodness, we have an impact on the world. People look at us and say, wow, look at that. It's so beautiful to see. The human being, no matter how depraved he gets, if he isn't politically motivated and financially motivated, and political and financial, they're all tied up one another, power and money, they're very, very closely related. If not for that, they see the beauty. Look how beautiful. Look at the honesty. Look at the integrity. Look at the self-sacrifice. Look at the kindness of these people. The values that the Torah teaches us. The values for which, the development of which Hashem created the world and put us here, just to be able to elevate us to those values so that He should be able to duly reward us in this world and in the eternal world. So I think when we read Parshas Bereishis, we should be very, very uplifted, very, very inspired, very, very happy, and recognize that because of our insistence on starting Bereishis again the minute that we finish the Torah, which is what we did this Tuesday, what we're telling the world is that this is our reality. This is the truth. This is what's going on. And the world, little by little, comes to recognize that there is a truth in this world, there is a God in this world, there is a Creator, there is a purpose, and therefore there is hope for mankind to live a good life, to live a moral life, and to live a happy life.